Take your Bibles and turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 27. If you'll stand out of love and respect for the Word of God, we're going to read the first six verses, and then I'm going to read a single verse from 2 Kings 15, which is goes along with this as well. But here in 2 Chronicles 27, I'll read, you follow along if you would please, here in these first six verses. Jotham was 25 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Jerusha, the daughter of Zadok. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Uzziah did. Howbeit, he entered not into the temple of the Lord. And the people did yet corruptly. He built the high gate of the house of the Lord, and on the wall of Ophel he built much. Moreover, he built cities in the mountains of Judah, and in the forests he built castles and towers. He fought also with the king of the Ammonites, and prevailed against them. And the children of Ammon gave him the same year 100 talents of silver, and 10,000 measures of wheat, and 10,000 of barley. So much did the children of Ammon pay unto him both the second year and the third. So Jotham became mighty, because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God. Now over in 2 Kings 15, I'm not going to read all of the account, because it's very similar to what we just read in 2 Chronicles. But I want to make sure to reiterate, as the Bible does, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. He did according to all that his father Uzziah had done. And, of course, we've read about Uzziah and the different wonderful things that Uzziah did. And Jotham continued to do that in his reign as well. Tonight we're going to focus on the Christian characteristic of being prepared. Being prepared. And you say, but we're not Boy Scouts. No, but we're soldiers of the Lord, aren't we? We're Christians, and we ought to be prepared. You think God wants us to be prepared? I do. You said prepared for what? For anything and everything that can come our way. You'll remember if you look back at verse 6, it says, so Jotham became mighty because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God. Wouldn't that be wonderful? For God, for that to be said of us in our lives as servants of God? Why was Eric Combs mighty? Or why was so-and-so mighty? Or why was this person mighty? It's because they prepared their ways before the Lord their God. Wouldn't that be a wonderful attribute? Something that we could actually work on in our Christian life, can't we? Amen. The word prepared simply means to make ready beforehand. For some purpose, use, or activity, to work out the details of, or to plan in advance. You may have heard it said, if you've failed to plan, you've planned to fail. Okay? And that's someone who's not prepared. The Bible tells us much about preparation, and we ought to do that in our lives. God gives us the tools. He gives us what we need to know, and what we need to have, to be prepared, all right? To be prepared for whatever comes our way. You say, what's going to come my way? I can't tell you that. That's why you have to be prepared. You say, well, who am I going to encounter? I don't know. That's why you have to be prepared. What circumstances are going to arise? I don't know. That's why you need to be prepared. Well, how do I prepare? I'm glad you asked, because that I do know. You say, how do you know that? This book tells us how we can plan and prepare. Now, in our account here in history, Jotham was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. And it talks about some of the things that he did. And in verse 2, and then also in 2 Kings in chapter 15 and verse 34, it tells us that he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. That's a good start, isn't it?
in being prepared? Just to do that which is right in the sight of the Lord. God wants us to do right. It's just that simple. You say, oh, that's just some kind of legalistic message. No, it's just doing right. It's not because, it's not to be saved, it's because we're saved. We're children of God. We ought to represent Him well. Ought we not? And if He is right and righteous and does nothing but right, shouldn't we? Just seems kind of natural. Oh, wait, reasonable service, I think it's called. Right? So we need to prepare ourselves. It is not natural for the human being to do right. Our flesh is bent toward hell. It loves to sin. It loves the pleasures of this world, and we have to change that direction. And you know what? On a daily basis, it's necessary to die daily, to take up our cross daily, to do these things every day. We need to prepare ourselves to make ready beforehand for some purpose, use, or activity, to work out the details, to plan in advance. So here's the thing. I have made a certain preparation in my life. Whenever I get hurt, whether someone else hurts me or I hurt me, which happens a lot, okay? I have planned, I've prepared myself what to do. Because if I don't, I might end up cussing. Pastor, you would never cuss. Oh, yeah? You think I'm not human? You think I've always been a Christian or a good Christian for that matter? No. I spent a little time in the world and picked up a few things that I shouldn't have picked up, but I did. You know what? If I don't have it planned, now I my plan is simple because I believe in simple. Keep it simple, stupid, right? Kiss. That's a good thing. I just yell, ow, as loud as I can. Even if it doesn't hurt, I just yell, ow, as loud as I can because it keeps me from saying something else. You know, that's my plan. You say, that's a dumb plan. It works. I'm prepared. And guess what? I don't cuss. That's good. You're like, great, good testimony. Yeah, thank you. Because I made a plan. You say, that's really silly. I don't know that it's that silly. I think it's practical. You see, what does that have to do with preparation? I'm just prepared. But you know what? In every aspect of our lives, we can likewise be prepared. So here's how we come to this ability, like Jotham did, to be able to be mighty because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God. You see, what did he prepare? Well, we can look through Scripture. And not necessarily about Jotham, because we don't know the details of his life. All we have are what's here in 2 Chronicles 27, and also in 2 Kings 15. But we know that he did right, that which is right, in the sight of the Lord, and according to all that his father Uzziah had done. We know that's true. So what are the things that these two kings did, and others that had prepared themselves before the Lord, setting their ways aright and doing that which is right in God's eyes? I want you to take your Bibles and turn to 1 Chronicles 29. 1 Chronicles 29. So just one book of the Bible back and look at chapter 29. While you're there, I'm going to read to you a preparatory verse in chapter 22, verse 19. Now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God. Arise, therefore, and build ye the sanctuary of the Lord God, to bring the ark of the covenant of the Lord and the holy vessels of God into the house that is to be built to the name of the Lord. That's David giving instructions to his son and to the people. To do what? How are they to prepare? They were to set their heart and soul to seek the Lord. You say, really? That's point number one. That's how we are become prepared as a Christian. Yes. Yes, it is. And yes, it's that simple. Set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God. And if you'll seek after Him, you won't get caught up in this other stuff. You'll be ready. You'll be set already after His ways and His thoughts and His desires and His purpose if we set our heart and soul to seek the Lord. Look at verse 17 of where you are in chapter 29. I know also, my God, that thou triest the heart and hast pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of mine heart, I have willingly offered all these things. And now have I seen with joy thy people, which are present here to offer willingly unto thee. Now this is seven chapters removed of him telling them, set your heart and soul toward God to seek the Lord. He said, with joy, these people are here present with me. He said, O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, our fathers, keep this forever in the imagination of the thoughts of the heart of thy people, and prepare their heart unto thee, and give unto Solomon, my son, a perfect heart, to keep thy commandments, thy testimonies, and thy statutes, and to do all these things to build the palace for the which I have made provision. So what did David say is important here? Setting your heart on God. Doesn't it say in the New Testament to set our affections on things above, not on things of the earth? Doesn't it say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you? What is the number one thing we can do to be prepared as a Christian is to set our heart toward God. To prepare our heart. Hey, we already have studied over and over again that the heart is desperately wicked. It's deceitful above all things, right? We've got to have a change of heart that comes through Jesus Christ in salvation. But then we have to say no to the flesh and yes to God and continually seek the Lord. We need to set our heart toward Him. If we're going to be prepared as a Christian, we need to set our heart and our soul to seek the Lord. In Proverbs 16, Solomon keeps on this theme. He says the preparations, there's that word again, prepare. David said to God, prepare their heart. Give my son a perfect heart. So here's Solomon, David's son, speaking. The preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. What kind of heart gets these answers and gives these things? One that's set to seek the Lord. That's who. That's the one. It says here, he goes on, he says in verse 2, all the ways of man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. Solomon goes on to say, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. The Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. And by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues with outright. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. That's great wisdom. So how do we work on being prepared? Set our heart aright. Set it toward God. Set its affections on God. To seek the Lord God. To seek uprightness. And to do these things. Take your Bibles and turn to Psalm 78. Psalm 78. The preparation of the heart. We know in Psalm 119, we've studied, thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. And in Psalm 119, verse 112, I have inclined mine heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end. Are you there? In Psalm 78, look at verse 1. David says, give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generations to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he hath done. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation, that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. Now you can read through that and talks about the children of Ephraim who were ready for battle and they turned back in the day of battle because they didn't pass these things on. They didn't set their heart to seek God. So guess what they were? Unprepared. They were unprepared to follow after God. Hey, don't we want the next generation to be prepared? And the next generation to be prepared? And the next generation to be prepared? I think we ought to. And it's only going to happen when we set our heart aright. We prepare our heart for success in God's eyes. Daniel received a commendation from the Lord, from the angel that he had prayed and asked to come and help him. In chapter 10 and verses 11 and 12, it says, and he said unto me, this is the angel speaking, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Then he said unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. Did Daniel have an impeccable testimony? Well, I think he did. Why? Because I think he set his heart toward God. Didn't he purpose in his heart not to defile himself with the king's portion of the king's meat? Yes. Didn't he purpose to go and pray anyways, even though he knew he'd be arrested and thrown into the lion's den by the decree of the law? He prepared himself for that. I think he prepared his heart. The angel said that thou didst set thine heart to understand. Do you really want to know God? Do you really want to understand him? Do you really want to know what he has for you? We've got to set our heart aright and on him. In Proverbs 3, it says, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and men. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. So how do we begin to be prepared? First of all, we prepare our heart. Secondly, we prepare our person. Us. You know what the number one work that we have to work on is us. Right? As a kid, I used to sing a song, he's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. Right? Hey, you think that's ever going to be accomplished? The work that God wants to do in and through us? Do you think you're ever going to arrive? to hit the end where you say, "Man, I'm such and such years old. I've reached the peak of my ability in Christianity. I'm just going to kick back these last 20 years before God takes me to heaven." No, I'm sorry if you were looking forward to that. I didn't mean to burst your bubble tonight. That's not happening. We're not going to do it. I've said before, we're not going to exhaust this book and our human frailty. We're just not going to do it. We've got to work on ourselves all the time. In Luke 12, we've read this recently in some of the messages. It says, "And the Lord said, 'Who then is that faithful and wise steward, whom his Lord shall make the ruler over his household, to give them their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant, whom the Lord, his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing.'" He wants us to continue to work on ourselves every single day. In 2 Timothy, Paul told Timothy, "Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared," oh, there's that word, "prepared unto every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call upon on the Lord out of a pure," oh, heart, oh my. These things are linking together. This is terrible. Don't you just hate it when the Word of God does that? Line upon line, precept upon precept. That's how it's supposed to be. You know, we need to prepare our heart, but we need to prepare our person. The way we act, the way we do things, what we do and what we don't do. Hey, we're not supposed to yield our members to unrighteousness, but yield them to God. Just once? No, all the time. Also, to add to our faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and knowledge and all these things, right? Does that just happen once? He says, "Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." Let me guess, that happens one time. No, shutting the devil down and saying, "Devil, you're not parking on my lawn today." That's just one day? 1 week? 1 year? How often? Yeah. All the time. Flesh? Not today. Maybe tomorrow, but not today. No, not tomorrow. And not the next day. And not the next day, and not the next day, and not the next day. We're supposed to walk circumspectly. There's the devil who's a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. You know what? You may be too strong today, but tomorrow you may not be. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand. Right? We're not wrestling against flesh and blood. We're wrestling against principalities and powers. In Proverbs 24, Psalm says, "Prepare thy work without, and make it fit for thyself in the field. And afterwards build thine house. Be not a witness against thy neighbor without cause, and deceive not with thy lips. Say not, 'I will do so to him as he hath done to me. I will render to the man according to his work.' I went by the field of the slothful, and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nettles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man." You gonna let your guard down? You gonna let your vineyard be overgrown and the wall thereof broken down because you decided not to work on yourself today? Or submit yourself to God today? Or you think, "Well, you know what? I've been working hard. I just need to take a little siesta here." Aren't we supposed to fight the good fight of faith? Aren't we supposed to endure hardness like a good soldier of Jesus Christ? In 1 Corinthians, Paul tells the church, for we are laborers together with God. You're God's husbandry. You're God's building. According to the grace of God which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon, for other foundation can no man lay that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. But if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. And don't forget what Paul said in Romans 12. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So if we're going to be prepared, if we're going to learn to be prepared, we need to set our heart and prepare our heart toward God. We need to prepare our person, our individual life that we have to live for God. Because we're bought with a price. We're not our own. We're just the managers of this life. But you know what it takes? It takes preparation. You see, okay, Pastor, I think I got this. We're gonna prepare my heart, and I'm going to prepare my person, my individual being, and I'm going to set myself toward God and toward the things of God and His uprightness, just like Jotham did, and He was mighty because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God. That's outstanding. But it all comes down to this last point. And I have about 35 seconds to give it to you. Give or take 5 or 10 minutes. We need a plan. If we're going to be prepared, when you think of prepared, what do you think of? Checklist, right? Map, diagram, blueprint. Everybody okay with that? Doesn't that just scream prepared? Toolbox. You know, whatever it is. I had the privilege of meeting a need here in our church. Our nursery director was asking me very, very nicely for clean water. And that's a reasonable request, right? Okay. So I got a water filter. Yay, water filter. If you like to go taste it after church, just go on back there and give it a try. Now here, you know what I needed? I needed to be prepared. I had the thing, right? So like a good steward would do, right? I opened up the package and I got the book that says installation guide. Yay! Right? You say, what man, a kind of man are you? You just lost your man card because you read the directions. I read the directions. And it said I need these tools. So guess what I did? I got those tools. And it says you need to have this and this. Okay? I got that. Okay. I'm ready to begin. You know what that did? That saved me time. In about 7.5 minutes, I had that thing running. Yeah. Fantastic. And guess what? It worked just like it said it was going to. Why? Because I followed the plan. If we're going to become a prepared Christian, as we ought to be, we need to follow the plan. Jesus asked his disciples to come and pray with him. They fell asleep. He woke them up. They fell asleep again. In Mark 14:38, he said, "Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak." You know, in essence, what he's saying, hey, we need to follow the plan. We need to watch and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. It's going to get you unless you watch and pray. Hey, you're not going to be prepared if you don't pray, and if you don't set your heart toward God, and if you don't work on the person of your being and being the kind of Christian you need to be. In Luke 12, Jesus said, "Let your loins be girded about and your lights burning. And ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, that they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you, that he shall gird himself, and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in a second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the goodman of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched, and have suffered his house, and not suffered his house to be broken through. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not." We need to follow the plan. You say, what's the plan? Watch and pray. How about this? Psalm 37, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hands." We need to watch and pray, and we need to walk his way. That's following the plan. Paul said to Timothy, "Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Not only do we need to watch and pray and walk his way, we need to study his word. We need to read the plan. Just like it wouldn't have done me any good to have that instruction booklet if I wouldn't have looked at it. And guess what? Because my mind is somewhat frail, I had to look at it a couple of times. And you know what? I'm the type that has a little bit of impatience. I skip steps because, oh yeah, okay, whatever. All right, this I need to do. Wait a minute. It's not fitting. Oh, I do need that. Okay. Come on now. Y'all don't do that, do you? Why do I have extra parts? Oh, I have a step two that I skipped over. I didn't think I needed that. I was changing a water filter at home, and I was cleaning everything up, and my boys were helping me, and they had that. I was kind of down under the sink, and they were washing things and handing them to me. You know how that works, right? So I didn't really double check, and I screwed this one filter thing on, and I'm like, okay, we're all ready to go. I turn it on, and water's coming. Like, what? And Oliver's like, where's this go? Like, I need that. That's why the water's spitting out over here. It was a O-ring that needed to be put on. But it's because we need to kind of remember. We need to study. We overlook things. We neglect things. We forget things. We need to continually go over the checklist. Go over the plan. You know what? I was just talking with someone about this the other day. In training situations for tactical things, it's about muscle memory. Because sometimes when you get thrust into a difficult situation, you're not going to have time to think about it. You just need to do what you've been trained to do. How does that happen? Over and over and over and over and over and over again. That's how that happens. You know what that is? That's someone who's prepared. Someone who's prepared. Paul said, "Thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me, and Antioch and Iconium and Lystra, which persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, throughly furnished unto all good works. You know, that just speaks to me of knowing the plan. Knowing the plan. All persecutions are going to come. It speaks to me of living the plan. He says, but thou hast fully known my doctrine. Later on, he said that he had finished his course. Fought the good fight. Finished the course. Kept the faith. He kept the plan. He did what he was supposed to do. Paul was a prepared Christian. He said, henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. So if we're going to be prepared Christians, we need to first of all prepare our heart. Prepare our person, our individual being, who we are, what we are, and then follow the plan. Follow the plan. You see, God wants us to be prepared. He's given us the checklist, the plan, the blueprint, the instruction manual. We just need to follow it line by line, precept by precept. It works if we'll work it. And that's someone who's prepared.